don't know whether he's a red carpet kind of guy.
Oh, he strikes me as that type of
guy. Just likes being in the public trying to back a winner, I reckon. Mm. Let's go to Mark Waugh. G'day, Junior.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Did you attend or?
No, I wasn't there.
Did you watch?
I was at the, watched bits and pieces. Actually, at the horse sales at Inglis.
There you go. That's what we love about you.
That's one of the things we love about you, mate.
By the way, 1,000 horses going through there for the Inglis Classic sale. Did you dig your hand in your pocket?
Yeah, we bought one yesterday, a rich enough filly, for 50,000. Yeah, so anyone who wants to share, feel free to give Kim a call. But, Kim got some other horses through Orbis Bloodstock, a new owner from Hong Kong, so she's pretty happy.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And, fantastic complex. We look forward to being out there for Easter. Mate, we've been chatting about Pat Cummins throughout the morning. Terrific reward. He was one of those bright spots of a pretty tough Aussie summer.
Yeah, he certainly was. TK had a great season, didn't he? I think 50 wickets at about 19. What is he, second on the ICC bowling rankings behind Rabada. He made some great runs as well.
Yeah.
A few runouts, a few catches, so you probably couldn't do any more than Pat, and he stayed fit too. That's been obviously an issue previous when he was younger, but he's been very durable and, standout player, really, I think, this season, and fully deserved that AB medal.
Does there need to be an asterisk next to it, given the lack of availability of Smith and Warner?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he would have won it anyway, just about, the season he had, so... What is he, the first bowler since Mitch Johnson to win it in 2014? But I think, take nothing away from Pat. He's fantastic. His performances, were so consistent against top-class opposition. So I think he would have won it anyway, Jimmy, I'd say.
Mm. Elisa Healy, we're going to speak to her a little bit later. She won the Belinda... She won everything.
She won the Belinda Clark Award.
And there's no argument from anyone. Like, there's no level of controversy around that. She was just so dominant.
What about Elise Perry? Couldn't get a mention.
Didn't get a mention.
That's how good Elisa Healy went. Elise Perry, she's a fantastic player. So, Elisa Healy was magnificent, wasn't she, with the bat and behind the stumps. She's world class. Yeah, she's a bit of a character as well. So, got a bit of Ian Healy in her, which is great to see. they were the standouts, weren't they? Pat Cummins and Elisa Healy, for sure.
Something that I took out of the night was the fact it was great to see Dean Jones inducted into that Hall of Fame, Mark. One thing was it was lucky he wasn't present, otherwise the night would probably still be going. He'd be taking him through the double 100 at Madras, right? But in saying all that, just the thing that stuck for me, he got dropped with an average of 46. We wouldn't have a guy averaging 46 in our current side.
Yeah, he's probably a bit unlucky to be dropped at that stage.
A bit unlucky.
I think, I don't know, it might have been the War Brothers who took his spot. He was a tremendous player, Jonesy. I was lucky enough to play quite a bit of cricket with him in the start of my career. He was sort of ahead of his time, really, particularly in one-day cricket, the way he played one-day cricket. He hustled between the wickets. His shot-making was, way ahead of the time, so... Tremendous play, and I was obviously that 200 in Madras, which you've all heard about 200 times, was a standout innings. They did show some video footage of it last night. It looked pretty hot, didn't it?
Is it? Apparently, Greg Matthews was warming up in front of the Indian dressing room with his sweaters on. He was trying to muck them up mentally. But is it true that you used to tell Dean Jones you were going to one pub and then go to another one?
I don't know about that. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah. I've heard that one.
No. He's good company, Dino. As long as you can accept he's going to talk about himself 8% of the time during that night, you allow for that, he's fine.
All right, let's get to Big Bash League. Disappointing from the Sixers. Disappointing for the Thunder, of course. The big game against Brisbane was the key game that they didn't get the result. What do you make? Hurricanes are going in with some losing form. Stars have got Maxwell firing now. Yep. Can you pick a winner with the last four?
Geez, I reckon that's the worst possible draw for the Hurricanes playing the Stars. They're going to be extremely dangerous. Stars, I think they're the real danger. I think the winner of that semi-final will win the competition. The Sixers have lost Tom Curran, haven't they, at the back end of their season. They come off a demoralising defeat in the last game when they bowled out, 70-odd. So they play the Renegades, who have lost a few players themselves. But I think on form, I'd say the Renegades will beat the Sixers. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Stars upset the Hurricanes. I think that's very, very possible. And It'd be a bit unfortunate for the Hurricanes because they've been the standout team throughout the season.
Right, right. You don't sound that sorry about the Sixers being bowled out for 70.
No, I want to see a Sydney team do well. I mean, the Thunder are unlucky, weren't they, really?
Oh, they were stitched up.
That blackout cost them the semis. But if they realistically look at their performance, they played pretty poorly in a couple of big games there at the end of the season against the Sixers in Sydney and the Renegades when they lost to them down at Marvel Stadium. They should have won both those games. So they'll be kicking themselves. But, no, I'm looking forward to particularly the game on Thursday. I'm going down to Hobart to cover the game between the Stars and the Hurricanes. And it's going to be a great game. Plenty of runs scored in that game.
Joe Root's got himself another 100 too over there. 4 for 325. They lead by 4 million, just about. Hasn't been much positive for England coming out of this Test series, but that's something that's going to be good for Trevor Bayliss.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ICC did a good job of stuffing that series up, didn't they, by banning Jason Holler. That's absolutely ridiculous. So that gave England a big leg up, I think, in this last Test match. But they played well, so... that's a bit of a shake-up, I think, for England, looking ahead to the Ashes, the first two tests where they batted so poorly. So Joe Root's a key player. He's been a little bit out of form, actually, for England, but good to see him back in the runs. He's a world-class player.
I don't know what the speed gun's like over there, but I think they're clocking him at about 94 mile an hour.
Yep.
And you imagine that back in England with the ball sort of doing a bit more.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's a decent bowler, TK. He's, as you say, he bowls quick. He's a bit of a skitter. I think he's had a few injuries in his career. That's why he's sort of been in and out of the team. But he adds a bit more firepower to the English bowling attack. They've got, obviously, you know, they're good swing bowlers in Broad and Anderson. And Ben Stokes is a good backup bowler. But raw pace, you can't beat that. So he's a danger man, Mark. Good looking forward.
Hey, Mark, we're hearing that it's given the scheduling that's coming up for the tour of Pakistan, that it could be just hours after Davey Warner's suspension ends that he might be playing. Do you anticipate him coming in straight away?
Geez, I don't know. Yeah, I read that myself last night, so I hadn't really thought about it. I guess I'd be keen to get him back in there straight away, get him back into the fold and playing at the top level. So it wouldn't surprise me. If he was included straight away. Just depends on... you know, how the selectors are feeling about that and I guess Justin Langer. But, yeah, definitely seriously think about, you know, going straight back in.
Well, if he's available, for selection, he's available for selection.
What about a warm-up game?
He'd warm up somewhere. Yeah, he'd have himself ready.
Where?
Well, somewhere.
Well, that's the only issue, I guess. He hasn't been playing at the top level. So, yes, he's been playing in the odd tournament and he's actually coming back off injury. So that's the other factor, I guess. You know, where he's at with his shoulder or his elbow, I'm not quite sure.
Elbow.
His elbow, I think, was a lot better than Steve Smith's, but that's a factor as well. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
Mm. Mighty Marmalade today at Gosford.
Yep. I knew that was coming. Great chance, yeah. I think she's flying. Her last two starts, she probably should have won both starts. She's been a bit unlucky. She's had to make long, wide runs. She does miss the kick a bit. That's probably only negative with her. But I think she's probably about $4 this year or $3 this morning. So
yeah, $4.20.
I think the second favourite come out of that race, Hawks was runner. So there looks enough pace in the race. I think she'll get back, but she can reel off a good... in the last 200, so I think she's a great winning chance for sure.
Sounds terrific, Mark. Good luck today.
Right. Okay, guys, see ya.